I go back to yesterday. If I was in Vegas, I'd be really happy right now because I liked the way the first two games played out. I thought Belmont, that was just easy money right there. With Belmont only having to give up three, so I certainly like that one. What I don't like, by the way, and I was talking about this the last hour, I understand why they do it because, let's see, now Belmont is playing Maryland, and you can't have that game being played as far as in prime time on Thursday night, so they leave that for Kentucky. So I understand why they do it, but gosh, you play last night, and now you got to play Thursday afternoon after you travel from Dayton, Ohio to Jacksonville, Florida. I've never liked that, but we see it time and time again, year in and year out in these situations.
Well, the first four games, the teams that advance, they do them no favors. So probably got them, and you can picture they probably got them on coach in the back four or five rows on coach. So right next to the bathroom. So,
but here's the thing, though, when we say, I think that in so many ways, these teams have a chip on their shoulders. They know that they're now in tournament action because they've got one game under their belts, and that's why every year since 2011, a team that has won that first four, and it's only been one, so it's either Tuesday or Wednesday. It's usually the Wednesday night games. They go on to win at least one more. And in fact, 3 out of the last 6 years, a team that has won in the first four went on to advance to the Sweet 16, including a Tennessee team back in 2014.
Yeah, so it can happen. Used to be they only had, these. It seemed like the 15 and the 16 seeds, but now with the 11 seeds, anything can happen. It's all about matchups, but it's going to be fun. The key here is you want to be still alive heading into the second weekend. I've been
right.
to Vegas many, many times, Johnny, and I've seen guys jumping up and down and going crazy the first couple games. One guy told me, never forgets, he's sitting in the front row, tells me how he gets there 5 in the morning to get his seat. And he has 40 bets. Well, I go to get coffee after the first day, second morning, the guy's asleep in his seat. Come back the next morning, same seat. He's sleeping. What happened? He lost all his money, doesn't have a flight until Monday.
So nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Maybe you can walk around. At that point, when you've been in that situation, you walk around the slot machines and see if somebody happened to, leave some coins around.
Right, yeah. Yeah. It's like when you go in the soda machine, you're looking for something.
Yeah.
But the key is here, you got to attack everything different. Brackets, if you're just playing in a bracket contest, the most important thing, know the rules. You got to know how much each point, each round counts for. I had a friend one time, he moves from L.A. to Miami the first year, tells me he's going with Arizona. I look at him, think he's half crazy. He ends up winning that. Arizona wins the whole thing. He picks 3 out of the top 4 teams. We have 110 people in this bracket contest. He doesn't even finish in the top 3. Why? Because he only had 22 of the first 32 round games correctly. And, there's points assigned. We had went 2, 4, 6, 8, 15, and 25. And what does he do? He has all these underdogs going 2 and 3 rounds. And
right.
He shot himself out. And so you got to know the rules and also know the group that you're playing to. For instance, my daughter's in North Carolina, and we're filling out her bracket last night, and she says, I want to have Duke win it. I said, no, we're not going to have Duke fill this out with Duke winning, because even if they win, you're going to probably have to have 14 of the 16 seeds correctly, and you're going to have to probably pick over 85% of the games correctly. So I just think that's too much. So if you're North Carolina, if you're predicting Duke or North Carolina, you're going to need to have almost a perfect bracket. If you're in Florida, I'm in Florida, people are going to pick more Florida from Florida State, and you're in Tennessee, and a lot of people are going to have the Vols going to the Final Four.
And see, I actually do. I have Tennessee and Kentucky with a rematch in the Final Four for the fourth time. They'll be seeing each other. So that's, and it's not like I'm a fan of either program. I just like the matchups, like the way
right.
it plays out. I don't have a lot of faith in a Virginia team,
mm-hmm.
A team that became the first number one seed to go down in the tournament in the history last year. And so when I look at these matchups, and it really comes down to when I say Tennessee, Kentucky, for example, it's because I like Kentucky over North Carolina, and it could have been the other way, but that's what it really came down for me.
It's a total crapshoot, and I look at things maybe a little differently. I like Virginia. I have them winning the whole thing, and why? Different team than last year. Last year, they had a lot of close games. And this year they're winning a lot of games by 20-plus points. If not, I think they're going to play the first game just to blow out Gardner-Webb. So if you're looking for an opportunity, I don't play too many 16-1 games or 2-15s, but I think Virginia might blow out Gardner-Webb. And the second game against Ole Miss, that could be their toughest game. So if they get by that game, look out. And three teams that are really in the top six as far as betting favorites don't shoot threes well. And I'm talking about Duke, North Carolina, and Kentucky. Those teams fall behind by 8-10 points, 8 to 10 minutes to go in the game. I think they could be in trouble if they're not patient.
I look at the odds, by the way. You every year we hear about a perfect bracket gets you $1 million, right? I saw this once because the odds are so just incredibly tough about that. If every American, you know, if every citizen in our country filled out a bracket, which they don't, but if everybody did, it would still take over 100 years before we'd ever get to a perfect bracket. It's 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Yeah.
Which that means that there's a lot of zeros. There's 17 zeros in that. So 9, then 2, and then 17 zeros. That's the odds of being able to get a perfect bracket.
I've done it for over 30 years. I've never had more than 14 of the 16 teams. And that's just in the Sweet 16, correct?
Well, and that's the problem, because now I think we get a lot of we saw what, you know, with what Belmont did last night beating Temple. Can Belmont beat Maryland coming up this weekend? Absolutely.
Sure, absolutely. Maryland is a team that can beat any team by 15 points or lose to any team by 15 points. I mean, there's a lot of overseeded teams. How about Wisconsin? What are the first couple things you think of most Wisconsin teams?
You know, slow, methodical, good defense.
Right. Okay, and how about good three-point shooting?
Right.
Good free-throw shooting, right?
Right.
Not the case this year.
Exactly.
Three-point shooting and free-throw shooting, not very good at all. So,
and they have to deal with a very hot Oregon team right now that won the Pac-12 tournament just to get in.
Yeah.
And you know, when you got a team hot like that, give me that hot team over a slow, methodical Wisconsin team.
I agree. Every day of the week and Sunday. A couple other sleeper teams I'm looking at right now is Iowa State. They're red hot.
I like them a lot, too.
Wofford is also red hot.
Like them.
And Yale. You want a real long shot, a 14 seed? They're playing LSU. LSU right now, trust me, they are so vulnerable after what happened to them in the SEC tournament. And you know that those kids are sitting in their hotel room talking about who's going to be their next coach. If you think Will Wade's coming back, trust me, I got some swampland to sell you out here in the Everglades. He's not coming back. He's done. These kids are talking about it. I'm going to be playing Yale plus the 7 to 7.5, and I'm going to sprinkle some money line on that game. Also, another couple sleepers, Buffalo, number 6 seed. If Buffalo was dressed up in Duke uniforms, they might be a 3 seed, just happen to play in a poor conference. And the Florida Gators right now, they're playing the dead team of the tournament, Nevada. At one point, Nevada was a 1 or 2 seed, Johnny. Right now, all 5 of their starters are in a shooting slump, and they've got 2 guys that are injured, don't even show up on the injury report.
So you actually like Florida or Nevada? I just keep thinking Nevada is going to put it together starting this week.
Trust me, they got 2 guys.
But does it? Here's the thing, though. It doesn't even matter, because even if we're talking Florida, they're not getting by Michigan in the next game.
No, probably not. But I don't know if Michigan can win this thing. In fact, in my tournament, my brackets, I'm it's a crapshoot. I win once every 10 years in the ones that I'm in. I've got Duke going. I've got Virginia going, and I've got 2 long shots. I've got Texas Tech in one, and I've got Auburn in the other, and I've got Virginia facing Duke and Virginia winning. They've never won it before, have they?
Who's that?
Virginia.
They've had opportunities to win it.
They've never won. So I've got Virginia going from losing in the first round to being a champion the next year.
Oh, we'll see if that happens. I don't have enough faith in them. By the way, there seems to be a lot of faith in the 2 teams from the Ohio Valley Conference, first starting with Belmont with their win last night.
Right.
But then looking ahead to what, first of all, Murray State, a 12 seed. They're taking on Marquette, the 5 seed on Thursday from Hartford. What do you think the odds are, you know, across the country, where the everybody's, which side they're on as far as from a betting standpoint? For Murray State?
They're definitely on the favorites.
70, Murray State, 70% are going with Murray State over Marquette.
Well, I think that's because they're a 12 seed then.
Well, how about this one then? How about Belmont against Maryland? This is going to really shock you.
Maybe 80%?
85% wow. have Belmont beating Maryland coming
up. Well, Maryland is an up-and-down team. They can win any game by 15 or lose every game in the tournament. They can lose and be out the first game. So, yeah, I mean, the 12 seeds, I mean, the only 12 seed that I'm really not in love with is New Mexico State. Their conference just is not strong at all this year. The WAC. So I can see two or maybe three 12 seeds winning. I like Oregon. I like Liberty. I also like Murray State. So 12 seeds have always done well. But you don't see the big lines you used to see. You know, you used to see some huge lines in these 12-5, 14-3 games. You used to see some 12, 15, 16-point lines. But now, you know, with the advent of the computer, you can sit there and watch. You can watch. You can go back and watch every game that pretty much Belmont, Murray State's played. Just go to ESPN3.com.
Hey, by the way, there's only three games looking ahead to tomorrow and Friday. Three games where, and there'll be a fourth one once we get the final 16 seed in. But at this point, only three games where the odds are 20 or more points as far as the favorite. Kentucky, one of those. And, you know, the bettors right now are liking the points, you know, taking Abilene Christian plus the 22 against Kentucky. 83% taking the points in Abilene Christian.
I was born in Abilene, Texas. A little bit of trivia there. So and that's one of the few teams I've only seen once. So
Does this mean that you're backing Abilene Christian as well?
Of course. I'm rooting for them. But a lot of these, you know, 1, 2, and 3 seeds, I rarely play those games in the first round because it's determined so many times what happens in the last 5 minutes. How, you know, unless you have a strong conviction, like Virginia's going to try to really get out to a lead and really like to bury a team and get people and their teammates and their players to forget about what happened last year. Unless you have a strong conviction, I just stay away from those games and study those games to get ready for the next game.
Hey, by the way, one of those that's the additional part now of 20-plus, Gonzaga now a 27.5-point favorite against Fairleigh Dickinson. Now, here's the thing. They should be able to advance, meaning Gonzaga, through this game. But, you know, give me a team like a Duke or a Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, North Carolina, whatever the case may be, that week in and week out, they've been battling as far as how tough their conferences are. And here's a Gonzaga team that until their championship game didn't really have any, after they got into conference play, they really haven't been challenged until they lost to St. Mary's in their conference title game and as far as the tournament is concerned. And so when we get into conference play, these teams that have been battle-tested week in and week out, matching up against, say, because a lot of these games, especially after the first week when we get to the field of 32 and then the Sweet 16, et cetera, give me a team that has been in those moments, have been pressured in those moments, and have been able to have success in those moments. If the game is close, I like those teams over the Gonzagas of the world.
It's certainly usually an advantage. The only thing, once in a while, you'll see a team that's played out, and it's just been too many tough games. So normally, yeah, I look at and want to back teams that are battle tested, playing tough conferences. You know, have good point guard play, have, you know, real good coaches. And Gonzaga, there's a reason they've only been to one Final Four.
Yeah, good point. As far as when we get to the double-digit seeds, we talk about we certainly like Belmont as 11 seed to advance past Maryland. That's one. And even a Murray State, a 12 seed over a 5 as far as Marquette. What about, you know, last year we got our first 16 over 1. Where do you think that line's going to end this year? We're going to see a 15 over a 2, a 14 over a 3, just outright winner. What's your gut telling you?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a 14. I think we're going to see Yale maybe pull off the upset. The problem with so many of these other teams, and you know, I like Montana. I just don't like the matchup with Texas Tech. I just don't know if we're going to see any other big upsets like last year. So
I see two.
Better.
I see
two. Georgia State's much better than last year. It's just they're going to go up against teams that are certainly going to be ready for him.
I see two potential ones, and if you see Irvine is playing at their best, they're capable. They're 30-5 on the year. They're taking on a Kansas State team out of the Big 12. Yeah. They're 4 seed. So that's a one. And then only because Florida State likes to struggle when they first start their tournament runs. As a 4 seed, they're taking on Vermont, the 13 seed. Here's Vermont, 27-6 on the year. If Florida State is messing around, Vermont's good enough to beat them. And so I think that we won't see a 14, 15, or 16 this year. We could possibly see a 13 this year.
Oh, I could definitely see that. And always a couple 12. So it should be a fun tournament. Anyone wants to get involved with me, just go to ParamountSports.com. You can get the entire tournament, $297. Or how about this, to the NBA Finals in mid-June, you can get the college tournament where you'll get 55, 60 games, the NBA regular season playoffs. I also do AAF football. We're over 70% on those games, hitting another perfect weekend last weekend, going 3-0. So that's just $397. That's all available at ParamountSports.com.